This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have discovered in studying 1 Thessalonians 4:11 that God wants us to be quietly involved in selfless industry. If you do that, he says in verse 12, you will not be dependent on anybody. These instructions are not designed to make you a loner, rather to help you understand that being responsible vocationally is what you are called to. You don't have to try and make a big impact. If you are responsible vocationally, you won't have time to become a busybody in other people's lives, nor will you be dependent on others. You will make a positive contribution, but you will do so quietly, not trying to get attention or recognition. And if you go about your daily work in this way, your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, that is, the unbelieving onlooker. He might be an understudy who needs to learn from you. He might be someone at your side on the production line who depends on you to do your part in order for him to do his part. Or he might be your supervisor. Faithful, selfless industry on your part will win their respect. It might very well open the door for you to share with them what is most important to you, your relationship with your Savior and Lord. That's what it means to be sanctified vocationally. That's what is involved in living to please God. How are you doing in this area of your life? Do a reality check. If you're doing okay, do even better, Paul says in verse 1. If you're not doing well, then check out verses 9 through 10. We'll look at them in our next visit. And if you want to review these messages or read the scripts, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.